saying it is clear that his son was treated differently and singled out by the justice system. President Joe Biden has pardoned his son of his felony conviction, and winter weather moved in on the first weekend in December, bringing feet of lake effect snow to parts of the Northeast. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Monday, December 2nd, 2024. Reaction is coming in after President Joe Biden's decision late Sunday night, December 1st, to pardon his son Hunter. With his time in office ending in a matter of weeks, the president reversed previous statements he made when he said he would not use his power to keep his son from facing prison time due to felony convictions. Hunter Biden faced sentencing later this month related to two separate criminal cases. In September, he pleaded guilty to 9 tax charges, and last June, a jury found him guilty of lying on a gun purchase form. Hunter faced up to 17 years in prison for the tax charges and 25 years in the gun case. The president said he decided to issue the pardon because he believes his son was selectively and unfairly prosecuted, and that the prosecution of Hunter's arrest led to a miscarriage of justice. President Biden said the charges in his son's cases came to be after several of his political opponents in Congress instigated them to attack the president and oppose his election. The president's move is a reversal from last month when White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said there would be no pardon, and over the summer when President Biden said the same at another press briefing and during an interview with ABC News. Hunter Biden issued his own statement Sunday, saying in part, he has admitted and taken responsibility for mistakes he made during his addiction. He added, I will never take the clemency I have been given today for granted and will devote the life I have rebuilt to helping those who are still sick and suffering. President-elect Donald Trump also issued a statement on his Truth Social platform asking if President Biden's pardon also includes those arrested in connection to the January 6th riots. Trump used Biden's own words, saying, this is a miscarriage of justice. President Biden's pardon covers any potential federal crimes Hunter committed from January 1, 2014 through December 1, 2024, including his time on the board of Ukrainian gas company Burisma. Hunter Biden faced criticism for his foreign business transactions and lofty salary, despite having a lack of energy experience. This official grant of clemency cannot be rescinded by President-elect Trump. Canadian officials are stepping up security at the country's border with the United States after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met with President-elect Trump in Florida for dinner on Friday, November 29th. That's according to a top Canadian government official who was there for the talks. Trump announced Monday, November 25th, he would levy 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico if they did not stop undocumented people and drugs from crossing their respective borders into the U.S. Canada's ambassador to the U.S. said Trudeau was successful in getting the president-elect to understand that lumping the flow of migrants and drugs into the U.S. from Canada with those from Mexico is unfair. Still, Trudeau has promised to increase northern border security in a visible and muscular way. After their meeting, Trump posted on social media that it was productive and Trudeau had made a commitment to work with us. Cold temperatures are sweeping across a large part of the U.S., combined with record warm temperatures in the Great Lakes, equaling lake effect snow, and lots of it. Some parts of the Northeast have already received a few feet of snow, and it's not expected to stop until Wednesday, December 4th, with up to 2 more feet of snow expected to blanket the area through Tuesday, December 3rd. More than 2 feet of snow was on the ground when the Buffalo Bills put out the call on Sunday, December 1st, for fans to volunteer to shovel snow ahead of their game against the San Francisco 49ers. Lots of fans turned out for $20 an hour, warm refreshments, and a ticket to the game. There is a state of emergency in effect Monday morning in parts of New York State. Meanwhile, millions of people are under winter weather warnings from the East Coast to Ohio. The cold is expected to last well into this week, with nearly 70% of the continental U.S. set to feel temperatures below freezing. Some cities like New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Minneapolis, and Cincinnati will experience below average temperatures for the entire week. A college football rivalry game over the weekend ended with both teams fined $100,000 each. The Big Ten issued the fine Sunday against Michigan and Ohio State due to a post-game brawl between players that saw police officers using pepper spray to break up the fighting. It began after players from Michigan planted their flag in midfield at Ohio State Stadium, known as the Horseshoe, following the Wolverines' 13-10 upset victory over the number 2 Buckeyes. After 5 minutes, the melee ended with some players and coaches bloodied. The Big Ten said both teams violated the league's sportsmanship policy, but it does not plan to suspend any player for the incident. Cyber Monday is here, but it looks like shoppers couldn't wait. Black Friday saw record spending in the U.S. this year, with many shoppers chose to forego the mall crowds and instead opting to buy online. Shoppers spent a record $10.8 billion online Friday, according to Adobe Analytics. That's over 10%, or $1 billion, more than they did last year. It's also more than double what consumers spent in 2017. Adobe said online shoppers shelled out roughly $1.3 million per minute between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Friday. Friday's in-store shopper traffic was down more than 8% compared to 2023, according to Sensormatic Solutions, which tracks retail store foot traffic. It seems getting full on turkey and stuffing were not the only plan for Americans over the holiday weekend. Many also went to the movies to see the latest from Disney. Moana 2 broke a Thanksgiving box office record. The animated sequel took in $221 million over the five-day holiday period from Wednesday, November 27th, to Sunday, December 1st. This topped Frozen 2's Thanksgiving earnings of $125 million in 2019. Moana 2 also overtook last year's The Super Mario Bros. Movie to have the biggest five-day debut in history. Combined with blockbusters Wicked and Gladiator 2, the three films brought in $420 million, making it the highest-grossing Thanksgiving weekend ever at the box office.